Good morning, it's Jeremy Dees of Planning for Life, Life and Financial Planning Consultants from Helmsley in North Yorkshire. This is my market perspective for Monday, 27th of February 2012. And here it's a grey, grizzly day as it was yesterday. Not sure where all the sunshine was that everyone was talking about, but still unsure it'll come at some stage of the game. Last week, a very thin week on economic data. But as you all know, the Greek deal was signed. Oil was up and markets were mainly flat. Let's look at that in a bit more detail. In the US, still seeing more mixed signals from the housing market, but offset by unexpectedly strong fall in the initial jobless claims, and this is an ongoing trend now. We're seeing the employment situation in the US improving steadily, and also consumer sentiment was much higher than expected, and obviously the two are not unrelated. Across in Europe, as I say, the Greek deal was signed. In effect, it's a managed default. Greek bonds were written down by 54%. That deal now has to be ratified throughout Europe. It's certainly not the end of the story, particularly if you believe the IMF EU report, which was leaked late last week, which suggests that Greece will never recover if it can't devalue. And that's a sentiment apparently shared by Germany's interior ministry in public this time. In Germany, business sentiment rose, but the European Commission forecasts that GDP in the EU as a whole will contract by 0.3% this year. And in the UK, fourth quarter GDP came in at minus 0.2%, down 0.2%, making the year as a whole GDP growth of plus 0.7%, just under 1%. Those figures as yet unrevised. We also saw some recovery in the value of the euro, really as a result of the Greek deal. Heading across to Asia Pacific, the Bank of Japan announced further monetary easing, and that's ready to reduce the value of the yen, which is incredibly high, and their efforts to date have already ensured that the yen has dropped by 5% against the US dollar this year. Of course, in China, the People's Bank of China announced a widely anticipated 50 basis point cut in bank reserve requirements. That's really to put more money into the market and to, particularly to help exporters in the face of low demand from Europe, as it has been throughout the year. In China, inflation fell again, but it's still 4.5% per annum, and that's a worry to the Chinese authorities, and it's a level that will turn a full drawn-out monetary easing policy into quite a long drawn-out affair. The other big news on the commodities market, of course, was the rise in the oil price. In the US, it was up about 0.6%, but that's translated in the UK, given the currency exchange rate, to a rise of nearly 20% in the last couple of weeks. And that all stems from two issues, really. One is Iranian threats to supply, linked in with expectations of increased global demand for oil now that the Greek debt agreement has been finalized and that we are seeing signs of growth in parts of the world, particularly the US. So what was the effect on markets last week? Actually, not a lot. The only one that moved at all really was Japan. All the others were moved plus or minus by about 50 basis points, so not really worth getting through them all. So gold was up 3% to $1,774, and oil West Texas Intermediate is up 6%, but Brent is up about 20% in UK terms, sterling terms. The bottom line, so I get rid of that frog in my throat. US markets are now at their highest level since May 08, whilst European and Far Eastern markets are still well below that point. Assuming that the Greek deal is ratified over the next 2 weeks, which I expect it will, albeit with gritted teeth, we can expect the focus to switch to growth, global growth, European growth, and in the short term, the price of oil. So I think we can expect markets to move forward, but not without any great enthusiasm for much of the rest of this year. Market moving events this week, it's the last week of the month, so a good batch of global stats to be released, and just keep an eye on European governments and their ratification of the Greek deal. That's it for me, thank you very much, have a good week. Please don't take anything in this commentary as advice. If you need to make any changes to your finances, please get in touch with your professional advisor beforehand. We cannot be held responsible for any advice, any action you may take without taking advice. Do contact us or your advisor. Planning for Life is authorised and regulated by the Financial Services Authority. That's it for me. Take care. Have a good week. Bye.